97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
David Strom, one of my favorites from hotair.com, just around the corner after the news at 5 o'clock, and also our friend Tim Summer, who writes for the Rock and Roll Globe. He's our music guy, and we got a bunch of music stuff to focus in on. Actually, one of the stories I want to do, Sue, I don't know if you saw, you see or hear about what Sabrina Carpenter did with Earth, Wind & Fire?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to love this. This is fantastic.
Good.
Really, really cool
Earth,
story.
Wind,
so we'll get to that. I know you do. And that's, even if you don't know who Sabrina Carpenter is, you'll still like this story. It happened at Lollapalooza last week. Jane Duker's still hanging out. We got Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director. And we have the Cubs in town for the start, Frank, of a 9-game homestand. The Cardinals are back in town.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, it probably doesn't have quite the buzz that a Cardinal-Cubs series normally would have. But this one has a little bit of intrigue, and that's because of the news of Yadier Molina was coming to St. Louis. He called Ali Marmol, and Ali said, hey, why don't you put on a uniform and be in the dugout? So he's going to be there for the next 2 days, and I think that creates a little bit more buzz for this series.
Frank, what does this say to you about Yadier Molina? About Ali Marmol. We know there has been so much noise the last couple of years, people calling for Ali's job, saying, we want Albert to have this, we want Yadi to have this position. What does it say about him, knowing the good that it'll do for the fans, for his players to be around a guy like that? I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, if you were to ask, 100 Cardinal fans, who would they want to be the manager, Ali Marmol or Yadier Molina? It would be like 90-10 Yadi. And now they're all wrong, but that's the way this town feels about Yadier Molina. So it shows that Ali's really comfortable in his own skin. It would be like if Monique says, we're going to have John Hamm over for the weekend. Well, I think I would protest.
I support
that. It wouldn't be a good thing. Yeah. I'd be out real quickly. So, here's the thing with Yadi is that he was put on the job as a consultant, and he really didn't consult. We didn't see him in spring training. We haven't seen him at Busch Stadium for 3 years. So this is not a job audition. I think it's just, create some goodwill and kind of a disappointing season without a buzz. There'll be a little bit of a buzz this weekend with him in the dugout.
So what's the goal here then for this series and for the rest of the season? Obviously, things have changed with the standings in the last 5 or 6 weeks. The trade deadline came and the Cardinals did what they had to do. But what are you doing now as far as bringing younger talent in, assessing the pitching staff that we have? Because obviously, you're already pointed toward next season and beyond.
No doubt about it. It's a great point. And one of those pitchers, Michael McGreevy, he's going to start tonight. He'll start the rest of the season. I think we're also going to see Nolan Gorman play a lot of third base. God bless Nolan Arenado. But I think we should give this guy as much playing time at third base as possible, and the same for Jordan Walker in right field. Right now, I think you have a 8% chance of making the playoffs. This is an opportunity for the young players. Let me give you one other name, Mark. Quinn Matthews, who was the minor league pitcher of the year last year. He's had some growing pains this year, but he's had back-to-back scintillating starts. There's no reason that Miles Michaelis should start another game for the Cardinals. They should have Quinn Matthews in this rotation and pitching every fifth day from here on out.
You know, that's an interesting point, and Quinn Matthews has been really good. I wonder if they are to do it, if they wait until, you get past the 45 days remaining threshold so you don't waste a year of service. But it is an interesting thought. Another pitching option perhaps that they may have is, we've seen them not be afraid to stretch Kyle Lahey here in the last, 4 weeks probably. We've seen it a couple of times where he goes a little bit longer in those relief outings. Would you like to see him, because of the mix that he has, maybe get an opportunity to be an opener or something like that, Frank?
Absolutely. And, his ERA has been under 3 the entire season. I mean, if somebody could give me a good reason why in a year where you're not going to make the postseason, you're trotting out Miles Michaelis every fifth day in August and September, I'd like to hear it, because there is none. They finally parted ways with Eric Fetty. Why not give these guys a chance? Another opportunity here, Mark, to answer your first question was, we should find out about Ivan Herrera in left field. I mean, we're seeing that he's kind of athletic. We know, he can stop balls, sliders going 98 miles an hour. You think he can catch fly balls in left field. Why should the Cardinals be the only team in baseball that doesn't have outfielders that hit 25 home runs with an 800 OPS?
Yeah. I'm with you on that one for sure. And by the way, when it comes to the division, I just looked at this. I knew the Brewers, they still have the best record in baseball. They have a four-game lead over the Cubs, so the Cardinals can actually help the Brewers out quite a bit this weekend. And they have pitching, don't they?
They really do. They're like just one of the great success stories in professional sports. With that payroll and the consistent winning they do, they're unbelievable. Mark, they have a third baseman who is from Washington University, who is now has a close to an 800 OPS. They brought him up. I mean, everything they do, it just turns to gold. The Brewers are what the Cardinals used to be.
They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. They've won six in a row. They're 70-44. The Dodgers are 66-49. So it will be interesting to see, you know, if the Cubs can get back into the race for the division. And, you know, maybe there's some motivation for the Cardinals and the Cardinals fans because we know we like to beat the Cubs. Although, you know, I still think the Cubs are for real. And it's all about PCA this weekend, right? How many times are we going to hear that?
Yeah, he is a special talent, no doubt about it.
All right, what else is going on this weekend? What do you got coming up on Sunday?
Okay, Mark, I know you play some pickleball, and Josh Schertz, was the head basketball coach for the Billikens, was a tennis prodigy, and he's now into pickleball. So we do an interview with he and I playing pickleball, and it's amazing thoughtful and eloquent he can be while he's smashing the ball, you know, as hard as he can down in my face. So we're going to chat with him. We're also going to chat with a woman by the name of Michelle Smallman. She's one of the rising stars at ESPN, one of the rising females in the sports industry. She was a former intern of mine at KSDK, and now she's blowing up at ESPN.
Wow.
She's an Altoff girl and just a terrific person.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Quickly going back to pickleball, because you are quite the pickleball player yourself, and I know that your wife is. So are you saying that Schertz is better than you are, Frank Cusumano?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure.
No, he's a good player. Yeah, he's a good player. Hey, Mark, I just want to say it's so great to have you back. We had great people substituting for you, but this show is not the same without you, and it's just great to have you back, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Frank, and have a great weekend.
All right, take care.
And I addressed this at the beginning of the show. We didn't go into great detail because we had the roundtable, but I was on a work stoppage because it was too cold in the studio, and I told Sue I'm not coming back until they adjust the temperature.
And what did they do?
The temperature was even worse than when I left.
We are both snuggled in.
Mental health crisis that sort of hit me kind of hard, and you know it is something that I've talked about in the past, and I will talk about a little bit more probably next week as well. But I am back in the saddle, back on the horse right now.
Get more at 971talk.com.